Okay, it's Sunday night. I don't feel good. Aren't we good gimel? I guess. And we're learning mitzvah chivuch, and with the end of the mitzvah of mitzvah lamed aleph, kiddush Shabbos b'dvarim, and we're up. We're in the middle of talking about kavana, the mitzvah shvichas kavana. We started off. We're in the middle of Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph is established that it's like everything else, especially Dibur. It's more important to have Kavana. It's not even a Pa'ula, not even a real Maisa. So, and without Kavana, you're not Yotze. And he makes another point that that's why the Mogen Avraham is so much fair, saying that you're Yotze in Tfila, because to do that you would have to have Kavana. To the mitzvah of kiddush and kavana. So now we're up to the paragraph that starts with v'hinei nistapakti. You have it? V'hinei nistapakti. You have it?
I'll find it.
No, that's not good. By the time you find out, you leave it.
And we have to chip in and get you a real gummy.
No, don't.
Yeah.
No, don't chip in. You just bring the whiskey out.
No, we have to get it. We have to
get it. Somewhere we name this tapak. Yeah, for Mrs. Week, come to Hussey when you come on. That's your Aleph, okay?
It doesn't have to be gold covered.
Does it?
I don't know.
It might not be in there, but it's the bucket. There's funny brackets around it in this book.
It could be. Sometimes
yeah,
it's skips. Sometimes
it's
see the funny brackets there around
there? The name is the bucket. The time one. It's also the rise of Shikus Kavonah, the Rabbanon, and Shikus Kavonah, Kiddush Mokum Suda, but the Chisar HaKavonah. Kain and Yetzi, the Chavosu Menah Torah, Kivu Mahayah HaKavonah. Okay, the typical minchas chinuch hakira. Me name of the yotzi dechaloso. He's gonna explain. The mitzvah drabonah kwa yotzi bekiddush rishon. That's why the kavana.
But what did he do exactly?
He's saying the rabbanon level, you were yotzi with your first kiddush, a very big kiddush, even though you didn't have kavana, because mitzvah drabbanon doesn't need kavana, so it was yaitze. But I don't think that's true. A very, very big kiddush to say that if you need kavana and you don't have kavana, you yotze a mitzvah drabbanon. Who says that yotze a mitzvah drabbanon? Maybe there is no drabbanon. There's just a diaraisa, and you weren't yotze yet. Anything, any mitzvah. If you do shayfa without kavana, so you did a mitzvah drabbanon of shayfa? No. You know the Rabbanon of Shaifa, there's a derice of Shaifa, you didn't do it, you didn't have Kavanah.
But is there a mitzvah the Rabbanon of Kiddush?
No, the derice.
There's no mitzvah the Rabbanon.
Yes, there is.
Well, anyway, he's saying maybe over wine.
In the day
he's saying, so that you were, you know, say, so, and now you made over Kiddush with Kavanah, so for the derice, you don't need Kiddush Mokum Suda. The din of Kiddush Mokum Suda is only a Rabbanon. So that you did already, when you didn't have kavana, you did kiddush and you did makom suda. Now you're doing a kiddush with kavana, but you're doing it for the deraisa level, and the deraisa level doesn't need kavana. Okay, it doesn't need suda.
We did the derabbanan.
I don't
the makom suda.
What?
He did the derabbanan and the makom suda.
Yeah, he did the first kiddush makom suda.
He didn't do it in shul. We're talking about something else now.
Who's shul? One shul. He made kiddush without kavana, but he had a makom suda. Then he made kiddush again to do the diaraisa because mitzvah shvichas kavana. And the second time around, he didn't have a suda, so maybe that's good enough. But the diaraisa doesn't need kiddush makom suda. The din of kiddush makom suda is only the rabbana. If Ken Yaitze Shul Agit Achakas Kiddush Araisa be Kiddush Hashemi, Afroyim Makom Suda have raised a rakmid the rabbana, but the rabbana kvar yotza. Again, I think it's a super duper chiddush that when you if you do a mitzvah without kavana, you did something on a drabonon level. Onema, even the any yaitz a klal, I got my kiddush drabonon. Tell them she also they chalosim in a Torah. You can't do the drabonon first, like so. Chlach the kaddish, but kavana mokum suda. Case lama tosa gilu within ze. I don't know who wrote this, so he didn't even write this question. Okay, Yud Beis. V'mechad mudur hano mechavero. V'mechad mudur hano mechavero. There's a neder outstanding that I can't have hano from you. Let's say so. Mutal kadesh lo. You're allowed to make kiddush for me. Kamo b'shofar. Even though I can't have hano from you, but you can make kiddush for me. The mitzvah slav lehonos nitnu. That's the rule of mitzvah slav lehonos nitnu. You're being motzi me in a mitzvah is not called you're giving me hanoa. Mitzvah is not called hanoa. It's an oil. It's a burden. It's not a hanoa. It's certainly not a hanoa. That's osur when you have a neder of isur hanoa. Ein hu chashayfer v'yotza b'tfila. And if you were yotza b'tfila, can I kiddush to rabbonon? The Mrs. Rabbanu Lehonos Nitnu. So here the Magen Avraham could make you run into problems. Okay, V'yimomalo Sheyaser Kiddush Avuro. That's another problem, because even if Mrs. Lab Lehonos Nitnu, but if you do my will, if I express my will that you should do something for me and you do it, so that is a Hano in and of itself. So that's called you giving me Hano. Hain Hucha Shofar V'tumut Bekan U'chol Kayetze V'mitzvah Sasei. Okay, Yud Gimel. B'nei Kiddush v'Avdala l'Rav v'Mechaber v'Rambam hen d'Araisa. Kiddush and Avdala d'Araisa. Noshim gam ken chayovas v'mitzvah zu. They're certainly chayov in Kiddush. Gemara says that b'feir. Gemara doesn't talk about Avdala. Gemara talks about Kiddush because there's a Gzeira Shova. Since they're included in the Lav of Losasa Komolocha, so they're included in the Asay of Kiddush as well. So he just extrapolates Kiddush Avdallah. Again, the Rambam's view is that it's coming from the same place. It's like the same thing. It's Kiddush HaShabbos. So it would turn out, according to this, that women are Mechuyev and Avdallah. That's what he assumes. The Rambam Perek Yud Beis Me'akam Alach Gimel Ula Hasovrim Do Avdallah Hirak De Rabbonon. So then there's Shitas, Yesh Shitas and Hashem Chayobas Midrabbonon, Yesh Sovrim Deinen Mechayobas. I'm not so sure everyone agrees that if you hold that the mitzvah d'oraisa is to be Mekadesh HaShabbos B'Knisoso V'Yitziyoso, I'm not so sure everybody would agree that women are Mechuyev and Havdalah. Because the reason that Mechuyev and Kiddush is because of this Zera Shavah or Hekesh, that if they're in the lav of Losasa Komolocha, they're in the Asay of Kiddush. But Havdalah is ready when Shabbos is leaving. So I don't know if you can make that. What?
It's not the same Asay?
Yeah, but it doesn't have the connection to the Losasa Komolocha. I don't know. I wonder if everybody's moida that women are Mechuyev and Havdalah. But just like they're Mechuyev and not to do Molocha, they're Mechuyev and Kiddush. I don't know if, in my mind, it's not compellingly logical that they would be Mechuyev and Havdalah too. Unless you say it's the same mitzvah, so you can't be Mechalik between the two. Once they're Mechuyev and Kiddush, they're Mechuyev and Havdalah. So that's a major shaila, and that's why a person cannot be motzi his wife or any woman in Havdalah if he was already Yotze. Because maybe the women are not even Mechuyev at all in Havdalah, and therefore he can't be motzi them if he was Yotze already in the whole Havdalah. People have to be told that, because sometimes people either heard Havdalah already, if they, let's say they were by a Shalshudis, then they daven Mayrib, and then Havdalah was made, then they go home, and then you can't make Havdalah for your wife anymore. Okay. Again, maybe Purim, if Purim's on a Motzei Shabbos, they can make Havdalah in Shul, and you can't go home and make Havdalah for your wife if you were Yotze Havdalah already.
Is there something between a man and a woman? Can somebody be
Motzi
a man?
Yeah, can be Motzi a man even if you were Yotze ready, because a man is Vadei Mechuyev and Avdalah. And that's a standing rule, that you can be Motzi someone because of the din of Arvus even if you were Yotze already. But a woman might not be Mechuyev in the first place. So you can be Motzi, or if you're being Yotze also. Why not? She's listening in. She's being Yotze if she's Mechuyev. But if you were Yotzer already, then you're making for her might be a bracha levatola, because she might not be mechuyos. So that's something you have to be, people have to be careful about.
She can make it for herself?
That's a shayla, I hold yes for sure, not a shayla, and she can make a bar mitzvah. Even though there's an implication, people say the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, not like that, but I hold it's a mistake. She can make it herself and she can make this. Women, though, traditionally shy away from Havdalah, drinking Havdalah. It's like a legend that they're not supposed to do that. Or maybe I'll pick Kabbalah. So that's a problem. They don't want to drink from Havdalah. And if they make Havdalah, they have to drink from it. What do you do? I notice women, the old, they used to hear Havdalah over the telephone, which is also hugely problematic. They certainly should make Havdalah themselves and drink the wine and grape juice or whatever it is, rather than hear Havdalah over a telephone. Well, again, if the husband was Yotzer already, he cannot be Motzer your woman. It might be a Bukhala Batala. Okay. That's what he brings down here. If you hold Havdalah to Rabbanan, then some shittos hold maybe she's part, she doesn't have that Chiyuv the Rabbanan. If it's the Oraisa, he assumes she has the Chiyuv the Oraisa. Okay. V'nei Noshim Motzios HaNoshim. We're talking about, let's say, Kiddush. Kiddush, that's certainly mechuyavin, so women can be mitzi men. Kivin shein chayavas. Achem hein yotzu, if they were yotzi already, let's say, afal pisha b'chol ha-mitzvahs ha-mechuyav b'dover em yotzu motzi, but noshim is not so poshut. Maybe noshim don't have that din of arvus, that they can be motzi, even if they were yotzi already. Ach b'noshim chokru ha-achroinim ha-im psicha kolodos ha-primagodim chalik bezoi tezayim, double miravodla, the efshin teinim motzios, the einon b'chlal arvus, k'meshikos v'rosh, b'brochas peregimel, leisiyot gimel, v'gam kotten ein motziyom, k'imushem hu rak b'drabonon, v'im chayavim in ha-torah. Ach b'hem yotzi yedei torah, so m'kei kotten motzi as ish, they're both on a drabonon level, but why are they both on a drabonon level? So you say, according to the Magen Avraham, if they David Meiriv, they're both on a drabonon level. But we don't understand the Magen Avraham, so you probably can't be soimach on the Magen Avraham lekula to say that cotton can be moitzi, someone that David Meiriv already. But if cotton moitzi as ish, he drabonon moitzi drabonon, achladas Ramban Megillah. Cotton ain't a mechuyav afilu drabbanon. It's just a mitzvah chinuch on the father. We can't say that a cotton is mechuyav drabbanon. Okay,
we can, but
we cannot. What?
No, the famous Akira.
Yeah, we learned it's machlekes rishayim in brachos.
Why is the woman not in
arvus?
Why? Did we talk about it?
No, we didn't talk about why. They have a lot of things on their heads. I don't know. I don't know what fans why. Ketana shegiya l'chinuch ein chayavus midrabbanon. Avav bishonashim chayavus. That's interesting. Girls are certainly not mechuyav midrabbanon. Okay. Good old Tumtum Andragonus. And Chesed Abed with Chesed Ben Choren.
For a long time.
Yeah. Vadei ain't Moitzian. They can't be Moitzian someone else. Vayan or Echayim. Seven Tov Reish Peitez. Naaz of Beis Yosef. Afilu am Noshim Chayovus B'mikra Megillah. Mikomukom Tumtum Ein a Moitzi. Afilu Esmino. That's a very big Kiddush. Even though Monoshach, he's either a Zohar or a Nekeva. The Keva could be Moitzi also. But by Megillah, there's some sort of din, which I never understood, but that's what it says. But like you have to know if it's a Zohar or an Akeva. You have to know. Like even though Mimonovshach, whatever it is, it can be Motzi. So we say no. You have to have a Vadai, which I don't know why, who said. But okay. Didn't say that. Other Rabbi says in the beginning of Megillah, women are also mechuyav and mikra Megillah. Shafei no, you also are nice. Other Rabbi says from there that they're equal with men. There are some Rishonim that hold women can't be motzi men because women are only mechuyav in shmiya, and men are mechuyav in kriya. But he's going, he doesn't want to talk about Megillah now, he just wants to bring down the idea that even if women could be motzi men, but it's not so simple that a tumtum can be motzi a man. A tumtum is a safek zocher, a safek mekeva. Even though it is a monoshach, but you see by Megillah that the monoshach is not enough. You have to know what you're dealing with. After Sarab is gone, came Chayav, Kimon de Hemur Kovim, Eno Mosi. You have to be on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence. You can't straddle the fence. That's the way it is by Megillah, the Tilmud Lakan. So he's saying, presumably, it would be the same here. The Ain Kan Makomo Laharich, Yim Tilmud Atur, or Chayim Tovim. Okay. Because of Das Rashi, he came. Even though it is a monoshach, Gam came. The Dora, Gagora Minoshim. Avchesveb, Chesveb, and Chayrin, Moisi La Atzmo, Kimin the Gamchela Koabdus Chayav. Sorachian Modal Arab Beisyoshim, Slahavi Dinamelu, Kanamus Amere Shainal of Linyan Kiddush. The cause of the Noshim, Motzios, Anoshim. Abalelicht of Dinamelu, the Tumtum, the Chesveb, are not. The Dvarim Elu Kiddush. Shom Gami Mikra Megillah, Durak Durabonon, maybe. The can have a like gam king the hobby do the arisa here the gaya the arisa. So him di the melu, the vorum it's Hashem, the mokum acher, I don't know where. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Mr. Hashem tomorrow night. So we'll be able to take that. Yeah.